Radio Prague News.
The Czech Senate has announced that a much-debated proposal for direct presidential elections will be voted on in early February. The opposition has filed a motion with the Constitutional Court to annul 14 reform bills pushed through the lower house by the government coalition in November, and a Prague city court has dealt an 8-year prison sentence to the father of two boys dubbed wolf children by the Czech media. The Czech Senate announced Thursday that in early February it will be voting on a proposal for direct presidential elections that got the go-ahead from the lower house of parliament in December and is pending approval from the upper house. President Václav Klaus may also attend the Senate session on February 8th. If approved by the Senate, the amendment would also limit the president's powers. In December, a deal between the coalition and the opposition Social Democrats ensured sufficient support for the motion, which had been debated for years. Should the proposal be approved by the upper chamber of parliament, it would allow Czechs to elect their president directly for the first time in 2013, when current president Václav Klaus leaves office. The opposition Social Democrats have filed a motion with the Constitutional Court to annul 14 reform bills that the government coalition pushed through the lower house of parliament in November. According to the opposition, MPs were not given sufficient time to vote on the bills. They also should not have been voted on as a package, since they included such different bills as an increase in VAT, an overhaul of the pension system, and a change in welfare legislation. The head of the Social Democrats, Bohuslav Sobotka, on Thursday criticized the government coalition, stating that its move to introduce mandatory public service for unemployed persons as part of the reform was both against constitutional and international law. In November, the center-right coalition pushed a package of 14 reform bills through parliament, overturning a Senate veto. The move had been preceded by a week-long filibuster in the lower house. A Prague city court on Thursday dealt an 8-year prison sentence to the father of the wolf children, two boys aged 1 and 2 whose parents had never taken them outside. The mother of the children, who have suffered great developmental setbacks due to what their parents describe as an alternative parenting style, was given a 3-year suspended sentence. The court has ruled that she also needs to seek psychological care. Both the man and the woman deny inflicting harm on their children and claim that they simply wanted to raise them in an untraditional way. The older of the two has not yet developed a biting reflex since he was never fed solid food. Experts say that both boys are severely lagging behind in their development as a result of inadequate parenting. According to a poll by the SANEP agency, over 80% of Czechs believe that the state funeral for the late President Václav Havel was dignified. More than half of those polled said that the attendance of international political leaders at the funeral inspired a feeling of national pride in them. Mr. Havel's time in office had helped promote the Czech Republic and its reputation worldwide, said 80% of the respondents. Over 70% believe that Mr. Havel's contribution to democracy in the country was significant. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. Conditions in the Czech Republic are very windy, with rain and snow in higher places over the next few days. Daytime highs will range between 3 and 7 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Wellinger. In today's program, health institutions are registering growing concern from women who received faulty silicone breast implants, and the Czech government has approved new legislation aimed at curbing animal abuse. Don't go away. Music. Czech health institutions say they are getting dozens of concerned calls from women with silicone breast implants who fear they may be at health risk in connection with the scandal surrounding faulty French implants exported to 65 countries worldwide. It has been confirmed that around 2,000 of the risky industrial-grade silicone implants were delivered to Czech clinics between 2007 and 2010 when the scandal surfaced. Some clients are already demanding repeat surgery whether or not their doctors advise it. Daniela Lasarva has the story.
57-year-old Jana was diagnosed with cancer 14 years ago. When she had her second breast removed in 2008, she opted for reconstruction surgery, which her health insurance company paid for. Both her implants are from the risky PIP series that contained industrial-grade silicone. Although none of those used in the Czech Republic have so far ruptured, Jana says she's not waiting to see it happen. She wants repeat surgery as soon as possible.
I'm not going to wait for another year or more to see if something bad happens. I have already decided I want another operation.
VZP, the largest health insurance company in the country, says it is prepared to pay for repeat reconstruction surgery, which was undertaken for health reasons. It is now putting together a list of women whom this may concern in order to inform them of this possibility. Many clinics have already called in patients at risk for checkups. However, there are no statistics of women who underwent the operation for aesthetic reasons, and they make up the vast majority of those who receive the faulty implants. As more and more women seek information, plastic surgeon Roman Kufa told Czech television that with industrial-grade silicone in their bodies, they might have a problem.
Implantat.
If the implant should rupture and leak, then there could be serious complications, an infection of the breast, cysts, and we cannot even rule out cancerous growth.
An official recommendation is likely to be made on Friday following a meeting of prominent plastic surgeons, health ministry officials, and representatives of the State Institute for Drug Control.
Daniela Lazarova reporting there on the worrying situation over faulty silicone breast implants. The Czech government has approved new legislation that will improve animal protection against cruelty. The draft bill, which introduces a series of EU-wide measures fighting animal abuse, lays down new rules for animal slaughter and for laboratory testing. It will also allow the police to fight animal abuse more effectively. Jan Richter has the details.
The main motivation behind the new animal protection bill is that it will bring the respective Czech legislation in line with EU norms. In the Czech Republic, the number of animal abuse cases has been reported to be on the decline in recent years. But it does bring several important changes, some of which Prime Minister Petr Nečas described to reporters on Wednesday.
Jeho cílem je zvýšení nároku na kvalifikaci.
The bill introduces higher demands for the qualification of people who slaughter animals. It determines the rules for laboratory tests on animals, and it specifies the requirements for slaughtering animals for religious purposes. The legislation also introduces the prohibition of abusers to operate as breeders and allows the confiscation of abused animals, and it gives the police the right to enter private homes on suspicion of animal abuse.
The last two points are of particular significance as they provide new tools for fighting animal abuse. Under the current legislation, the animals that are taken away from their abusive owners and placed in shelters remain their property. With the new rules in place, however, owners will lose property rights to the animals, which will facilitate, among other things, finding new owners for them. Also, the police will not need a search warrant to enter homes on suspicion of animal abuse. While the new measures might improve the protection of animals, some lawyers have pointed out the danger of them being abused, for example, in disputes between neighbors. Kateřina Hladka works for the human rights NGO Juridicum Remedium.
To
Violation of people's privacy should correspond to the seriousness of the offense, which is not always possible to prove in this case. At the same time, I think it could be misused within neighbors' disputes, so there are some issues that I believe need to be addressed.
But Czech animal welfare organizations have welcomed the new legislation, which promises to bring the number of animal abuse cases to even lower levels. Svetlana Zvěřinová heads the Animal Protection Foundation.
We feel quite positive about the draft bill, but it's at the very beginning of the legislative process. We'll have to wait and see what happens when it gets to the lower house. The most important change, in our opinion, is the fact that the police will be able to enter people's homes on suspicion of animal abuse, which is not possible under the current law.
The bill will now be put to both chambers of parliament for approval before the president signs it into law.
Jan Richter with that story. You are, of course, listening to Radio Prague, where our main feature, Panorama with Daniela Lazareva, is next.
The majority of Czechs saw the new year in with plenty of good food, champagne and fireworks, resulting in a massive hangover on the first day of the year. But a few thousand believers opted for a spiritual experience. They attended a traditional New Year's Mass at the Basilica of the Ascension of the Virgin Mary in Hostín, the most significant pilgrimage site in Moravia. And a pilgrimage it was, in every sense of the word. People arrived by train from all corners of the Czech Republic, some travelling hundreds of kilometres to savour the experience. Once in the town of Hostín, they could choose between boarding a bus or braving a 5-kilometre walk uphill to the famed basilica. Many considered it right to walk, braving an icy wind and snow as they made their way up the slippery stone steps to reach their destination in time for the midnight mass celebrated by the Archbishop of Olomouc, Jan Graubner. 65-year-old Josef Psík, who walks with the help of a cane, did not think twice about making the journey.
The New Year's Mass is such a fascinating, enriching experience that it charges your batteries for the year ahead, and we return home with a blessing from the Virgin Mary.
That is the general idea. The rector of the Basilica says the Mass, attended by around 5,000 people, is an annual thanksgiving.
Ten nový úsek času.
We consider each new year a gift, and we come here to give thanks for it. Instead of depleting our strength, we come here to build it up.
The Mass lasted for 2 hours, and at 2 p.m. in the morning, the congregation slowly dispersed to begin their long journey home, feeling invigorated and at peace. A strange-looking assembly gathered on the slopes of the Šumava Mountains near Železná Ruda on December 30th. The group of 15 skiers was dressed in a strange array of old sweaters, jackets, scarves and hats, an attempt to recreate a look dating back to 1911, stomping around for warmth and gingerly testing their balance on old wooden skis with toe-piece binding with the help of ancient-looking ski poles. But once the race, in commemoration of the first ever downhill ski race in Central Europe started, participants' nervousness about staying in control gave way to wild enthusiasm as they sped downhill to cheers from onlookers.
Three, two, one, stop!
For some, it was an effort to stay on their feet on what they saw as ludicrous contraptions. The older participants say they remember learning to ski on something very similar.
I wore these to a fancy dress party once or twice, but I have no experience on snow whatsoever.
This takes me back to my childhood, 70 years ago. I'm here to win. There's no question about it. I'm a winner.
In the end, all 15 participants made it down safely and met up for a hot drink at base to admire the photographs their friends and family members took. None of them are likely to enter the commemorative race again. The next event is scheduled to take place in 100 years' time. Some Christmas presents create a stir, but few can boast getting the kind of attention given to a belated Christmas present left in the reception of CES headquarters in Prague's Michla district. The parcel was accepted, but later deemed to be suspicious. Receptionists raised the alarm, and soon police officers and firefighters were on the spot dealing with a crisis. Police evacuated 900 people from the CES headquarters and a neighbouring building. When an explosive expert arrived, he found that the suspicious-looking parcel contained a harmless gift with electric lights. A stray dog who was saved from drowning in Karlovy Vary and taken to a dog shelter 3 years ago has made headlines after refusing to be parted from the vet who helped save his life. The vet says the dog was brought in a pitiful state by police officers who saw a dog drowning in the icy cold river and called firefighters to help bring him out. One of the officers said it was touch and go, and the vet took in the shivering, frightened animal and cared for him day and night until the dog was over the worst. Since then, the dog, who was given the name Bono, was adopted 3 times by different families, but every time he managed to escape and make his way back to the dog shelter, where he would jump over the fence and wait for his one and only master. The vet says he's now there to stay. Of the 1,500 dogs who passed through the shelter and found new families, only Bono kept coming back. Finally, prisoners doing time in Mirov prison, the country's maximum security jailhouse, have been spending their free time making a cardboard model of the jailhouse, which is actually an old castle dating back to the middle of the 12th century. The prison encourages what it calls therapeutic activities and has contributed the necessary materials. Work on the cardboard model, which is on 1.5 square meters, has continued for more than a year and contains the smallest details. Although getting detailed maps of the castle might be considered highly therapeutic for prisoners, they're actually having to work on the basis of old photographs dating back to 1923, for security reasons, obviously. They're even making grass and trees out of frozen grated sponges. The finished model is to be unveiled in March on the birthday of the prison's director, Vladimir Lang. He admits that a model of the prison is something he had advocated for years when he served in the prison house as a humble instructor, but got no positive response. Getting to the top post has clearly enhanced his arguments. Mr. Lang now regularly comes to admire the model in progress and is eagerly anticipating its unveiling. Convicts at Mirov are exceptionally good at handiwork. Many are employed in the prison's woodwork shop, making furniture whose quality is comparable to that available on the market. In fact, the furniture manufactured in this prison workshop can be found in many a public administration office, for instance, the Ombudsman's Office in Brno or the Palace of Justice in Liberec.
Panorama with Daniela Lazareva. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard in today's program, please do so by writing to english@radio.cz or by writing to Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague 2, the Czech Republic. We're always very happy to hear from our listeners and welcome your questions and comments, some of which may even make it onto the air in our mailbox program. Now we move to the final portion of our program for this day, which is another edition of the ABC of Czech.
Hello and welcome to the ABC of Czech. For this episode, I'm joined by Vladimír Tax.
Dobrý den.
And we're going to look at the letter C, which stands for Czech. Is it confusing? The whole series is about Czech, isn't it? Sure it is, but this time we'll talk about the word Czech itself, which in Czech takes on surprisingly many different forms. Let's begin with the name of the country, the Czech Republic, or
Česká republika. Česká,
because the word
republika
is feminine.
Česká
changes to
český
in the masculine gender. For example, if we talk about the Czech language, which is
český jazyk.
Or you can say that simply in one word,
čeština,
which means the same, the Czech language. But back to the country.
Česká republika
consists of three historic lands, Bohemia,
Čechy,
Moravia,
Morava,
and Silesia,
Slezsko.
Some people think the official name of the country is too long. They don't want to say
Česká republika
every time they speak of the country. There have been attempts to come up with a one-word name, and one is slowly but surely establishing itself, though many people still have their reservations. The word is
Česko,
and it stands for the whole of the Czech Republic, so please don't confuse it with
Čechy,
which refers only to Bohemia, the western part of the country where the capital Prague is located. The inhabitants of Bohemia are Czechs.
Češi.
That's when there are many of them. A male Czech is
Čech.
A female Czech is
Češka.
Genders are a catch in Czech. A person who lives in Moravia is
Moravan.
And
Slezan
is someone who comes from Silesia.
Čech,
as in a male Czech, is also quite a frequent surname in this country. The wife of Mr. Čech is Mrs.
Čechová,
as most Czech female surnames end with the suffix
ová.
And again, it's different from
Češka,
which is a Czech woman, as we've already said. There are quite a few words in Czech for which English has a common term, Czech, don't you think? Before we say goodbye, here's one Czech patriotic saying for you, which you can practice if you want.
Co je české, to je hezké.
Meaning, what is Czech is nice. And that's all for today, I'm afraid. Next time it will be the letter D and things we say at the doctor's. Until then, stay healthy and
nashledanou.
The ABC of Czech with Pavla Horáková. That brings us to the end of today's program. I'm Jan Wellinger for all of us here at Radio Prague. Thank you so much for joining us and take care.